the poem I have chosen for my Theory of Knowledge exhibition is Are Some Things Unknowable? The objects I have chosen to demonstrate how TOK concepts are manifested in the real world are a photo of the Loch Ness Monster, a photo of a black hole, and a photo of the Dragon Lodge House in Hong Kong. So the first object I want to talk about is the Loch Ness Monster. The Loch Ness Monster, is otherwise known as Nessie, is a mythical animal or creature that was appeared first in a Scottish lake. This creature is usually described as a large, long-necked creature. Usually, stories like this from the past can lead to a lot of conspiracy theories in the future, which could jump to multiple conclusions. And a lot of stories like this always have different perspectives on whether what is real or what is fake. And this is how people contemplate and constantly search for explanations, because they're always trying to find out about things that they don't know about. And mythical animals usually help develop infamous stories as well. Because people are always trying to find explanations that they don't necessarily know a lot about, there are always rumors being developed, and that can always lead up to hypothesized conclusions. I have chosen this object to be involved in my exhibition because of its famous past. Because that it has such a rich background in terms of whether it is real or fake, an animal like this has developed into a really rich pop culture topic by implementing it in movies and whatnot. There is a very famous movie called Water Horse, for example. And a method like this helps people create stories about something that they know very little about and could, you know, show a different perspective on what they think could be a Loch Ness Monster. And because of that, people are always trying to justify something that they don't really know about. For example, the Loch Ness Monster. We don't know a lot about it, but because of the pop culture and movies and whatnot, at least we are trying to see different people's perspectives on what they think it is. The photo of the Loch Ness Monster relates to the prompt because there is a lack of evidence of what we know about this creature. In an article stating that they have done a large radar scan to find a large marine animal, for example, the Loch Ness Monster, which they couldn't find in the end. There was no body large enough to fit the criterion of a Loch Ness Monster, except they found an excessive amount of eels. But there have been theories saying that there could have been an enormous eel that could breathe out of the water back in those times where it was first spotted. But because we know very little of it, and we do not have enough evidence to justify whether it is real or fake, something like this can always remain unknowable.